It is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we are continuing our coverage from our Call to Mind series. Today, we're going to hear from a farmer who's dealing with increased stress from the president's trade war. Now, mental health care providers say that in order to improve mental health treatment for farmers, we need to think more expansively about who can provide help. Molly Castlework has more.
Kayler Rosenau took over his family's corn and soybean farm in Carrington, North Dakota, a decade ago. Within 2 years, Rosenau was bleeding money, as President Trump's first-term tariffs led China to stop buying American crops.
It just came all together to a point where you just didn't feel like you had control of anything, and it was very frustrating.
Government subsidies helped Rosenau stay afloat. Barely. Now, amidst a second trade war and rising input costs, Rosenau is again losing money. He once more hopes government subsidies will help some, but he says it's not enough.
How many years can we keep doing this? How many years are we going to have the social capital of the American taxpayer to keep bailing out the American farmer, which we don't want the payments.
Stress needs to be released. Rosenau says he lets it out with his friends.
Well, I've got a lot of farmer friends, and we're all in the same boat, talking to them. Seeing what they're going to do, it gives you kind of some reassurances that you're not the only one going through this.
Rosenau is like many American farmers today, feeling isolated while struggling to make ends meet, putting huge amounts of pressure on themselves to keep the farm going. Tracy Rutherford Self is an agricultural mental health specialist for the state of Minnesota. She says the mental health landscape for farmers across the country is unsettling.
I always ask people about suicide. I mean, when I'm working with farmers, it's going to be one of my first questions.
Farming is one of the professions with the highest risk for suicide. Purdue University researchers found that farmers nationally are feeling more pessimistic about their future amid the increased financial strain. And Rutherford Self says the war in Iran and rapidly changing trade policies don't help.
Right now, for many farmers, things change, again, almost daily, where markets will swing because of things that are happening at the government level.
Farmers in the U.S. have a reputation for stoicism, so it can be hard to get them to see a professional about their problems.
It's just very difficult for farmers to ask for help. You know, they're very independent, so I think they just really try to solve their own problems.
That's Cynthia Christensen, a therapist in Rochester who's been counseling farmers for 18 years. Christensen grew up on an Iowa farm and understands how difficult it is for farmers to admit that they're struggling.
There's a lot of stigma attached to seeking a therapist in the rural environment. I wish I wasn't saying that, but I think I feel like it takes a lot of courage for somebody to call me.
Christensen suggests that more everyday people in rural communities should be trained to recognize and watch for the signs of mental health issues.
In rural communities, you know, because of the population numbers, you know, we all have to kind of know some CPR, something about the Heimlich maneuver. And I think it's the same kind of life-saving thing that we know something about the questions that we can ask to see if our neighbors are struggling with their mental health.
Farmer Kayler Rosenau says he's not planning to seek professional help for his stress, but he will continue to lean on friends and neighbors. Experts like Christensen hope, with training, more folks in rural communities will be able to recognize mental health warning signs and when to elevate it to a professional. With reporting from Tadeo Ruiz Sandoval, for Call to Mind, I'm Molly Castlework in Rochester.
By the way, this story is part of Call to Mind, which is an NPR News initiative to foster new conversations about mental health. Make sure to tune in for 5 new specials from Call to Mind right here on NPR News. That's next week at 9 o'clock in the morning.